Breakfast.
Hit Breakfast with
Jesse and Jules with Shine.
Hit Breakfast. Hit Breakfast.
Welcome to the best day of the week, WA.
Yes, it is Tuesday, and I'm glad that you're on board for that, the Tuesday boat.
I just wanted to see if you'd take the bait. It is not the best day of the week.
It is definitely the best day of the week, and I'm so excited to be here for it. Now, last night, who needs Netflix? Because Aussie TV is going off at the moment. We watched Love Island together. Yeah, it wasn't too interesting of an episode, but something that did happen last night. What happened?
The twist at the end.
But, the recoupling and a girl chose a girl. Whoa.
Yeah.
It wasn't that interesting. Anyway,
okay.
It's fine. It's 2019,
That's a hot
you know?
Take with Sean Barry this morning.
Maybe I need to get more invested in the people there before
it starts
really exciting me. It's only been a week. But the Masked Singer was on last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the Lion was revealed. Now, the Lion was one that people thought that they knew this whole time. And they did. They absolutely did. Spoiler alert. Please block your ears if you don't want to hear. Kate Sobrano was the Lion. And everyone thought that.
Is there anyone in there that they haven't guessed yet?
Oh, yeah. There's been quite a few.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. But the biggest ones really is that people think Kate Sobrano is the Lion and Rob Mills as the Wolf. And we still haven't found out who the Wolf is.
How many do we have left?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. So
I could not tell you. Yeah. Five? I don't know.
I mean, you're saying it's better than Love Island, but it doesn't
sound
like you're that invested.
No, I love Love Island more, but I don't know. Last night, I would say the Kate Sobrano thing was a bigger deal.
Okay.
Now, also, big news for today, trading news. It is still the trading period in AFL.
Yeah,
and
footy.
Freo Dockers, big stuff today. We may sadly be saying goodbye to Brad Hill.
What is with all their players leaving?
I think they go to Freo and think, I'll give it a crack, and then go, that was a waste of time, and then they head back over east, and that's exactly what Brad Hill's done, and it's fine. He's definitely one of our best players. Sad to see him go, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's sad stuff, but anyway, we should know by this afternoon if
he's
doing. Yep, this arvo.
There you go. Trade goss with Shanos this
there
morning.
You go. I know my stuff.
Yesterday.
Boys.
Yeah, the boys.
I know nothing.
Footy news.
Just Freo stuff for me, sorry.
Sports show for you soon?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start it.
Yeah, cool. We'll
do a podcast.
Name another sport.
Can't tell you.
Dirty before 6:30.
But before we get to that, the stories that are just a little bit more adult and a little bit more risque, Sean.
Yeah, now this one isn't too, you know, sexual or anything like that.
Oh.
This one's just sort of gross.
Oh.
That's what we're going for today.
Okay.
Now, a couple are pregnant and they've uploaded a photo of a cake. And it's a beautiful cake. It says on the top, we're pregnant.
Oh, nice.
Looks delicious. And they thought they would decorate the cake with some stuff.
Cute.
So they've actually used their pregnancy test, which has a positive rating on it. You know, it's got the two lines saying that they're pregnant. Mm. They've thought, we'll put that on top of the cake.
The thing is,
with a pregnancy test, for those that aren't aware, what you need to do is you pee on the stick. So you pee on that little stick, and then it will
yuck.
Pop up and tell you. So what they've done is they've
not yuck that you pee on it, yuck that it's on the cake.
Yuck that it's on top of the cake. It's fully on there. Now, they haven't shoved it in, but it's resting on top of the cake. They've uploaded a photo onto
Facebook.
Is there
a cover on it or something?
Well, you can put a lid over the little tab that you pee on, but the thing is,
you've
probably
care.
Peed all over the stick.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, people have commented on it because they uploaded a photo. Dude, I don't care if you put the lid back on. Don't stick something that you peed on a cake. That should not have to be said.
Oh, is that a rule?
That's a rule. Didn't you learn that growing up?
Right, yes.
Yeah,
so
don't stick something you
peed on
in a cake.
Blow on the candles.
Cake.
Don't pee on
them.
Ah,
there you
classic.
Go. Yeah. And then also, hands down, no amount of bleach could ever make this okay. People are just very appalled by this and very unhappy. But the thing is, it's not your cake. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, just grow up.
I just like the idea that some of them have been sitting there and been like, what flavour cake is it? Oh, it's quite tangy.
Yeah.
Is that lemon?
Just have a bite and find out, mate. It's a boy.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sean catch-up
on
Hit FM.
Channels that I want to call legit or bull. Is it real? Is it a real story?
Okay, yeah, cool.
Sweet.
I was running out of riddles. So there's no more riddles from here on. I'm hoping that
we're not doing riddles at all anymore.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to see how it goes. If this is good, then I won't do riddles for a bit.
Okay, so this is a story from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
So one of my mates is from Zimbabwe. It wasn't him, though.
Right.
Okay. So the guy in said story is driving to a town about 400 kilometres away from where he lives. About halfway there, he picked up a hitchhiker.
Okay.
Right. 30 minutes later, they were chatting, you know, a few niceties and stuff. Suddenly, this guy's like, pull over, pull over, pull over. Pulls over on the side of the road, and the driver hears this guy making, like, vomiting, like, retching kind of noises, right?
Oh, yuck. Get out of my car.
Yeah, yeah. And so he goes out to check on him. It's dark. It's nighttime. You can't see him anywhere. And then he gets hit over the back of the head. Right?
No.
Yeah. Unconscious, right? Wakes up a couple of hours later in the other guy's clothes.
Oh,
car
my
gone,
gosh.
Clothes gone, wallet gone, phone, everything gone, right?
Sounds like something out of a movie.
Right.
Okay.
So he doesn't have anything, so he starts to walk along the road hoping that he'll find like a town or something like that. Eventually he does. He walks in there, finds someone, explains the situation, and it's just this little village because they're, you know, out in the middle of Zimbabwe, right?
Yeah, okay.
He explains the situation, but there's no traffic. There's very little traffic that goes to this part of the country, and so it takes him 2 days to get home. Right?
I swear, if you're lying to me, we're bringing back riddles. I can't deal with lies.
Right? Eventually, he gets close to his house and he sees his son. And his son was supposed to be in school. And he's like, this is weird. Why is my son not at school? Right? Instead of running up to him, the son screamed and ran away. Right? And he gets to the gate at his house and he sees this massive crowd. And his wife runs towards him, starts hugging him, kissing him like he's been gone for months, like there's something crazy has gone on, right?
What?
His auntie immediately faints when she sees him and is just like,
this can't be real. Sorry, continue.
Right? And he still has no idea what's going on. Eventually they go inside and they take the auntie inside because she's like fainted and stuff.
Yes.
And he sees a coffin.
No!
And what he realizes is that that was his funeral, right? Because the guy who stole the car from him had a massive car accident, right? And they couldn't identify the body. The only things that they could find to identify him was the wallet. And so they assumed that it was passed away in the crash. And so, yeah, he came home to his own funeral.
This is a good story.
Right?
But I just don't know if it's legit or if it's bull, you know? Yep, that's the one.
So what I'm going to give you the opportunity to do now is to talk this out with someone. So if someone wants to call through on 13, 12, 16, right, have a discussion with Sian, see what you think about the story, and then I will get your final decision on whether you think that is a real story.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, if you have the chat with Sian, we will put you in the running for our MVP prize, a stay in colour at the Ibis Styles, East Perth. Now, first off the rank is Percy from Treendale. How are you, mate? What are you thinking? Do you want to have a bit of a chat with Sian about it?
Yeah, Sian, I reckon it's 100% believable. I work with a guy from South Africa, and he said things like that happen all the time over there.
Oh, well, I know that, I know that there's like carjacking and, you know, hectic things happening, but I don't know. It just seems like the end bit, I'm like, that's not real.
Yeah, it does seem something like out of a movie, but I'm going to say it's 100% real.
Okay,
so you reckon it's legit. Okay, you reckon it's legit. Now, we've got someone else as well who's going to try and help me out.
All right, let's
Thank you, Percy.
We'll go to Shane from Kalgoorlie. Now, Shane, you want to talk this out with Sian a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, what are you thinking? Do you think this is legit or no?
I'm thinking it's legit. I think in somewhere like Zimbabwe it would happen or could happen.
Yeah,
but I don't think it could happen somewhere like Australia.
Yeah,
because
right.
A little more into his DNA or something, maybe.
Right. So we've had two people today then say that they think that this is legit. But I am just looking Jesse in the eyes and I don't know if it's legit. He's grinning like he's cheekily
smiling. I'm not
smiling.
Giving anything away here. I'm not saying anything else.
There's a lot of
Jesse's dodgy.
Yeah, I know.
So he'll be trying to make you think that.
Am I double bluffing? Yes, Shane knows.
Oh, okay, I'm just going to have to go with what the people reckon. Let's say that I reckon this is legit.
I'm running with legit as well.
Yeah, that is a legit story. Yeah.
What?
My best mate is from Harare, and a guy that he went to school with years ago, that happened to him.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so it happened to your mate's mate?
Yeah,
this
well, a guy he went to school with. He's not friends with him
okay,
anymore.
Okay, right. So can we call
well,
your friend?
It's really legit if it's his mate, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my mate's mate's cousin's uncle. Trust me, it happened once.
It happened to a friend of a friend of a friend of mine.
Oh, good job.
Mate, the people of WA know. You guys
They're
were
smart.
Very onto it.
Yeah, I like this.
Shane, thanks for the call, mate.
Nah, too easy, buddy. You have a good one.
You too, mate. See you later. That one, I reckon we'll have that another crack at that tomorrow,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah, let's
I don't,
give it
I don't
a
know
go.
How I'm going to come up with it. Like, I'm going to have to find another story from someone.
I don't know. And as soon as you lie to me, I'm going to hate it and we'll bring riddles back. I don't like this.
A long time ago, an injury far, far away. Star Wars.
Nice, easy one this morning. All you got to do is tell us how you got a scar.
Yep.
Shanos and I will try and guess where it is on your body.
Yeah, so do not tell us where it is. That is our job to guess.
I think I won the last one, actually.
Yeah, you did. Mm. Yeah, I got it wrong.
Got up there.
Yeah.
We got Tony from Bunbury on 13, 12, 16. Mate, walk us through how you got this scar.
I was a bouncer and I was throwing a few people out of a nightclub and I ended up getting stabbed.
Oh,
what? When was this?
Oh, about 25 years ago.
Yep, okay. And did you have to go to hospital?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
What did you get stabbed with?
A knife.
A knife? Jeez.
My gosh. Okay. How long were you in hospital for?
Just a few hours sort of thing. You know, it's like waiting in a waiting room.
Yep.
Like from movies, it always makes me think when you get stabbed, it's like in your guts or something like that. But I think...
Is this your guess?
No.
Okay.
I'm just thinking out loud at the moment.
Did you have to get stitches?
Yes. It was about, you know, the movie Psycho?
Mm. No. Well, I know it.
Big carving knife in the shower scene was one of them.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go Jesse. I'm going to buzz in here. I'm going to say, was it in your guts, in your stomach?
No.
Okay. Oh. Gosh, that really opens it up for me because I'm just thinking in your chest. But then I'm also thinking, surely you would have been in hospital for longer than a few hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to guess, was it in your arm?
No.
Oh, okay, where was it?
In my leg.
In your leg. I thought about going leg.
Damn it,
and then
in
I was
the
like,
leg.
So what, you were just chucking these guys out for misbehaving inside a little bit and then one of them just whipped out a knife?
Yeah, sort of as I was coming back outside sort of thing, and he threw it at me.
What? He threw it, and it
threw it
lodged in your leg?
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh, God, and you've got a pretty good scar now.
Yes, yep.
Wow.
Man, that is an unbelievable story.
Good
like,
story to tell.
On. Yeah.
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian. Probably.
Talking about where you've been in the nude,
Yeah, Sian. This is because there's a pop-up bar coming to Sydney. They've got an event on and it's called Bottoms Up. And you go naked, essentially. So you just bring a towel and a pair of shoes to walk around in.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you're naked, just chilling with your mates.
And so got us thinking where else you would go in the nude or where you've been in the nude, I should say.
Rather than just the shower.
And, like, the shower and the bathroom and around your house and things like that. We get it.
Yeah, we get it.
I have something to confess to.
Sure.
Big fan of my favorite place in the world is Coral Bay
up
north, right? Yeah. Really big snorkeling destination.
Yes.
Right? We decided.
I hate this
while
already.
On holiday up there one time.
Yeah.
That it might be fun to snorkel in the nude.
Who were you with?
Girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, well, that's fun. That's a fun couples thing to do.
Yeah, like, and I mean, we thought we've got to go under the cover of darkness.
Yeah, right.
So we went at nighttime with underwater torches and stuff.
Wow.
It's too scary.
Yeah, the thing, I'd be a bit scared. I'm scared enough in the water during the day, especially when you don't know what's around, let alone being naked. You just feel exposed.
The scary part also is that you, like, it's very ominous in the water at night time. It's really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the extra layer of having nothing, even board shorts feels like it will protect you a little bit more.
Right.
You're like, I could lose something really important.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, on 13, 12, 16, Alan from Bunbury, where have you been in the nude, mate?
After having a couple of sneaky beverages at the pub, I got dared to ride my motorbike all the way home in the nick.
And how far away is your house from the pub?
About 20k's.
Oh, wow. 20k's. So a decent amount.
That takes a little while.
Yeah, wow.
How fast are you going on the ride home? Like, is it 60 all the way, or is there stretches of, you know, 80, 90?
There's a couple of spots of 110.
God, that's got to be dangerous. You meant to be
walking their dogs.
Oh, my God. You're meant to be wearing protective gear. Also, I think... wait, did you commit this drive? Because that's illegal if so, mate.
Wait, is it?
Well, drinking and driving.
Oh.
I won't say how much I had, but I definitely maybe had one or two.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's...
very risky stuff. I think just sitting on a motorbike naked in the first place is enough to make me a bit shocked.
I mean, I've ridden a motorbike and when it's raining and it hits your hands once you go fast enough and it starts to sting.
Yeah.
I would not be prepared to cop that in other places, mate.
No way.
Yeah, I did feel a bit vulnerable. I didn't want to come off, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're also probably riding a little bit faster to go, oh, no one sees me.
Yeah. So. Imagine driving past that in the middle of the night. What was that?
No, this is broad daylight.
Oh, gosh. Even worse. You guys
ready? You versus us. Powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Now, Sarah from Albany, who would you like to take on this morning, myself or Sian?
Sian, thanks.
Ooh, okay. All righty. Jesse, quizmaster.
Buzzing with your names, guys. If the other person gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, question number one. Mm-hmm. It is multiple choice. Mm-hmm. What was the number one hit in Australia in 2009? Is it A, I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, B, Love Story by Taylor Swift, or C, Single Ladies from Beyonce?
Sean. I'm just going to guess that it was Taylor Swift. Damn.
It was not 50-50 here for you, Sarah.
Okay. I'm going Beyonce, C.
Oh,
Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
Well, there you go.
Number one in 2009.
Good song.
All right, question number two. Another multiple choice here. Jerusalem is the capital city of A, Syria, B, Egypt, or C, Israel?
Sean.
Shanos.
Israel.
Correct you would be.
Thank you.
All right, one zip. Question number three. To celebrate the continued partnership, Vegemite will be releasing limited edition Vegemite jars inspired by which Australian sports?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Vegemite.
Oh, wait, what was it? Say that again.
Barty Mite.
Oh, and you know what? I'll give that to you. Ooh. Inspired by which Australian sportswoman? Ash Barty.
Right.
Ash Barty.
Yeah.
Barty Mite. I did not know that.
I like that. Question number four. One all. Guess which one of the below three statements is false. Okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Today is Global Handwashing Day. Well, number two, today is International Day of Rural Woman. Number three, today is International World Food Day.
Sean, I would say number three is false.
Number three is false.
Yes.
Correct. International World Food Day is tomorrow.
Oh, well, there you go. Cool.
Okay. Sarah, you got to get this one to stay in the game here.
Okay, good.
All right. Question number five. Australia is home to 25... Oh, it's multiple choice, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Australia is home to 25 million people. How many kangaroos are estimated to be in Australia? Is it A, 40 million, B, 6 million, or C, 50 million?
Sean, 40 million? Damn it.
Okay, so, Sarah, if you get this right, it goes to a tiebreaker. If you get this wrong, Sean gets the win.
No, I'll go C.
C, 50 million. It is correct.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
All right, two all. Just let me grab my little tiebreaker over here.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, remember to buzz in with your names.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
Sean, five.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very nicely done, Sarah. You push it all the way down to the wire, but she gets away with it one more time.
You three me is like, yes.
Cheers, Sarah.
Thanks very much. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, sorry, you too, mate. You. Have a great day. That one's back again tomorrow. $100 up for grabs, all thanks to the guys at Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Busselton Central Shopping Centre, an exciting place for the whole family to shop.
Shana, I'm 13, 12, 16. I'd love to hear what everyone liked to apologise on behalf of their dad for.
Yeah, this is because someone has made a little care package and said, Dad, please give these out to people on the plane next to you because your snoring is atrocious. Mm. And then you want to apologise because your dad always corrects people's English and the way that they use words. And I always have to apologise to my friends for my dad making terrible jokes and just trying to impress him.
Mm. It's just, it's too much. And so you've got to say, hey, look.
Sorry about him.
Sorry about it.
Sorry about Dad.
Now, on 13, 12, 16, Casey from Busselton, the floor is yours. What would you like to apologise on behalf of your dad for?
So my father-in-law, he has a problem with flies. So he's always got a can of fly spray no matter where he goes, and he just sprays it.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, hold on, hold on. When you say wherever he goes... Like,
so in the car, in the shop.
Oh, spraying it in a car is disgusting because then you're locked in with the spray.
The car, yeah.
You could kill a human with that.
Where does the hatred of flies come from?
Pardon?
Where does the hatred of the flies come from?
He works on a dairy farm, so there's lots of flies. So he's built up a hate for them.
More team would love him. Yeah. He must go through so much fly spray.
He's also got no filter, so he'll just say anything to anyone and not care.
Wow. Classic dad thing. What a classic dad thing.
Well, Casey, it is the slate is clear. You've apologised on his behalf. We appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Bye.
See ya. All right, Kat from Albany, the floor is yours. What would you like to apologise on behalf of your dad for?
I just want to apologise for how bonkers and mad he is.
So what does your dad do?
Oh, trust me, where do I start? Well, there was this time we were in Bali and we went out and he sat there walking the streets with a top hat on and a dummy in his mouth because we had a thing. If you spat the dummy, you had to put the dummy in your mouth. So he spat the dummy. He had to go, and he owned it.
What does your dad do for a job?
He's electrical.
Right, okay. So is he a bit fun and quirky when he goes to work, or is this just a thing he does at home?
I wouldn't have any idea what he's like at work.
I just can't believe, that's a great rule though, on a family holiday, if you have a dummy spit, that you have to wear the dummy.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it.
I love that. And anyone that wears a top hat has my respect. So hats off to your dad.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
We've got to catch up with Dean McCarthy because there are a bunch of revelations coming out in all these excerpts of Elton John's books. And one of them concerns Michael Jackson. Dean, what is going on?
Oh, my goodness, this book is so dramatic. We've only even seen right now just some excerpts from it. So we haven't even seen the real thing, the full thing, but this is what we've heard. One of the highlights is that That's a wrong word to use. Mm. It's just a featured bit, I guess you could say. Elton has come out saying that Michael Jackson was mentally ill. That is how he would describe MJ. Mm-hmm. When he said that, he said that he was like, he kind of had it, described it like he wasn't uncomfortable around adult conversation. And he described the one party they went to, Michael like went missing, and then they went around the corner, and there he was, like in the sandpit, like playing with one of the housekeeper's children. Like he didn't want to be near adults; he actually preferred the company of just like kids, like chatting and just playing. You know, and so it's really disturbing the things that are coming out about him. But you know what, Elton's book's going to be really good.
Yeah, absolutely bizarre stuff there. Now, moving on, the Pope has done something hilarious. What's going on?
The Pope. This is hilarious. He has accidentally tweeted at a football team in America called the New Orleans Saints. Now, here's what happened, right? So the Pope was tweeting this. He was saying, you know, this is actually hilarious. I'll read it word for word. Today we give thanks to the Lord for our new saints, #saints. They walked in faith, and now we evoke their intersection. Well, actually, he accidentally tagged the New Orleans Saints, which is a football team.
Oh, no.
They forwarded the tweet and went, "We certainly couldn't lose after this. Hashtag blessed."
Amazing.
That's so good.
And now the New Orleans Saints have a ton of new followers. Yeah. They have a very religious following. Yeah, yeah. Now, moving on, Kanye West. He's been saying some stuff about Kim Kardashian. What's going on?
So last night on the episode of Keeping Up with Kardashians, Kanye said, this is really unusual, he must forget who he's married to, but he said that I am getting very uncomfortable with Kim posting sexy photos.
Yeah,
because
right.
I don't want to see sexy photos of my wife. And we're like, wait a second, you're married to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
This all happened the night before the Met Gala. You might remember she wore that corset dress thing. Yeah. It was so full on. And it basically, like, dismorphed her body. Well, he's now doesn't want her posting sexy photos. And she's like, well, I'm Kim Kardashian, so.
Yeah,
like Kim was doing this long before you came along, Kanye, and I feel like she's doing it long after you're gone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, speaking of someone who's been doing things for a long time, Madonna has a new boyfriend. This can't be right, Dean. Surely not.
It's, yeah. Well, it appears. He is a dancer on her latest tour called Madame X, and he's 25. I think her last three books are all like
25.
Yeah. She's used to the young ones. Here's the thing. She's so hot, and she's got a banging body and all this kind of ton of money, super rich. I can see why she'd get a 25-year-old.
You know what's weird? Her daughter is 23.
Yeah.
Is it one of her daughter's friends?
23. Wow.
Yeah. Weird stuff.
That's full on. Yeah, I got to go and check that story out even more. I'm going to follow that one. Dean, thank you so much for filling us in this morning. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.